Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Barefoot v. Estelle, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1983. The question before the court was, are hypothetical questions regarding future danger permissible in testimony? Facts. Mr. Barefoot was convicted of murdering a police officer in Texas. A separate hearing with the same jury was held to determine if the death penalty would be imposed. Two special questions were submitted to the jury. One, whether the conduct causing death was committed deliberately and with reasonable expectation that the death of the deceased or another would result. And two, whether there is a probability that the defendant would commit criminal acts of violence that would constitute a continuing threat to society. The state introduced evidence regarding the defendant's prior convictions and called two psychiatrists, Dr. John Holbrook and Dr. James Grigson. The psychiatrists were asked hypothetical questions and testified that, quote, the defendant would probably commit further acts of violence and represent a continuing threat to society, end quote. Ultimately, Mr. Barefoot was sentenced to death. On appeal to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, the defendant alleged that the use of psychiatrists, quote, to make predictions about the defendant's future conduct was unconstitutional because psychiatrists, individually and as a class, are not competent to predict future dangerousness, end quote. He also alleged that these predictions, quote, are so likely to produce erroneous sentences that their use violated the 8th and 14th Amendments, end quote, focusing on cruel and unusual punishment and due process. They also alleged that, quote, permitting answers to hypothetical questions by psychiatrists who had not personally examined the defendant was constitutional error, end quote. The Court of Appeals rejected his argument and affirmed the conviction. The United States Supreme Court granted cert, not for the question at hand, but to determine if the Court of Appeals erred in refusing to stay the defendant's death sentence. Holding. Psychiatric testimony need not be based on personal examination of the defendant, but may properly be given in response to hypothetical questions. Reasoning. Regarding psychiatrists' ability to predict future dangerousness, the court cited Jurek v. Texas, in which case it was held that the defendant's likelihood of committing further crimes was a constitutionally acceptable criterion for imposing the death penalty. It noted that dangerousness was assessed at various points in the criminal justice system, such as the decision to grant bail, that it was no different to use dangerousness in assessing the death penalty. The American Psychiatric Association filed an amicus brief stating that psychiatrists could not predict violence well enough to allow the jury to hear their opinions, but the United States Supreme Court rejected that opinion. The court stated, quote, if it is not impossible for even a layperson to sensibly arrive at such a conclusion, it makes little sense to submit that psychiatrists, out of the entire universe of persons who might have an opinion on the issue, would know so little about the subject that they should not be permitted to testify, end quote. The majority opinion also stated that the fact finders, aka the jury, were able to, quote, uncover, recognize, and take due account of testimony's shortcomings, end quote, and that the, quote, courts were trusted to, quote, sort out the reliable from the unreliable evidence and opinions about future dangerousness, end quote. Regarding hypothetical testimony without examination, the court stated that, quote, expert testimony, whether in the form of an opinion based on hypothetical questions or otherwise, is commonly admitted as evidence where it might help the fact finder to do its assigned job, end quote, and cited Spring Coe v. Edgar from 1879. Dissent. Justice Blackmun dissented, stating, quote, when a person's life is at stake, a requirement of greater reliability should prevail. The specious testimony of a psychiatrist, colored in the eyes of an impressionable jury by the inevitable untouchability of a medical specialist's words, equates with death itself, end quote. Note, Dr. Grigson was nicknamed Dr. Death by the press as he testified in many capital cases, the vast majority of which resulted in death sentences. He was expelled by the APA in 1995 for unethical conduct. In summary, Barefoot v. Estelle, which was ruled in the United States Supreme Court in 1983, held that psychiatric testimony in response to hypothetical questions can be given without examining a patient.